Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Make Your Own Success with Daily Affirmations. And greatness is upon us. You must believe it, though, said Germany Kant. Motivation takes many forms. For some, it is the end game, the promise of a goal yet to be achieved. For others, it is a collection of well-crafted rules, guidelines that narrow the path forward. No straying, no failing. Eyes on the prize. But for many, success is not merely about one's own rule book or the opportunity to advance. It is about being valued in their relationships, in knowing their skills are integral to the growth and the community around them. For these people, affirmations is necessary for success. An affirmation is a statement where you literally see yourself and believe in yourself as being where you are, where you want to be, and having that success that you truly want. The problem is, for many people, they just don't understand what an affirmation is. And a recent article in Psychology Today explained this desire. According to Walter E. Jacobson, MD, there is value in affirmations because our subconscious mind plays a major role in the actualization of our lives and the manifestation of our desires. What we believe about ourselves at the subconscious level, he says, can have a significant impact on the outcome of our events. And what that means is, if you listen to Freud, the id, the ego, and the superego, and how they interplay with each other. And that's talking about how the subconscious mind is where your thoughts are, where they come from, where your true beliefs are, and how that happens is in transactional analysis, they talk about it as the child, the adult, and the parent. But what it is they overlap with each other. And it can be where subconsciously you think about things and those things work their way into your conscious level. For instance, if you constantly hear someone telling you how you can't do something, even though you might not believe it, at the subconscious level, you've taken it in and you've bought into it. So that what happens is that influences your conscious thoughts. And if you have negative subconscious thoughts, then that creates the negativity in your conscious thinking. And what you have to do is retrain your thoughts so that you can turn those negative statements into positive statements where you literally believe in yourself and your capabilities. While some high performance will ask you, the idea of affirmation as a motivation, claiming it creates a false, fluffy reality, it has clear purpose as an impetus for growth. Indeed, the best way to start experiencing renewed energy for those struggling with Okay. Is by crafting self-affirmations. After all, you can't control what those around you say or think, but you can recognize your own value. Here are a few tips for implementing a self-affirmation routine in your daily life. Whether you need to boost your work at home, at school, or somewhere else altogether, these guidelines will set you on the path to redoubted confidence beyond your day with self-affirmations. One in the morning and one at night. This is an ideal way to bracket the work you're done in a spirit of positivity and forward momentum. Consider what you've contributed to your office, your home, and your relationships. How have you made these spaces and these people better? Don't dither in apologies or migrate to your affirmations with doubt. Tell yourself what you know is true and articulate the intentions behind your actions. For instance, if we don't always pat ourselves on the back or encourage ourselves to believe in who we are or that we've contributed something, that we've left a legacy of some kind. Because a legacy doesn't always mean what you leave your children. It doesn't always mean a book, but it's someone that you touched or had an influence over in the past or even in the future, someone that you may never ever meet, but that you will somehow influence just simply by something that you did today. And it's something that so many of us don't even understand or believe. Whenever you accomplish something positive in your day, write it down. At the end of the day or week, review the list and remind yourself of how often you do good deeds for yourself and for others. That good deed, and remember, we have Martin Luther King Day coming up Monday, and it's always looked at as not just as a holiday, but a way to give back, because what happens that I've noticed is that for many, what do? They literally go into a park and clean it up, or have gone in and purchased new gym equipment or equipment for kids to play on in the park where they have activities that they can do. It's just something that you've done that you might not even think of, because whether you donate to it or whether you actually go and physically help clean up the park, because so many times you have kids that throw things around, or you have parents that don't think themselves and just throw things on the ground. And if there's no one there to pick it up, it gets accumulated, and eventually it goes down into the sewer system. And once it gets into the sewer system, then it can be displaced someplace else. Don't forget that you are as important as your peers and family. These affirmations aren't just about what you accomplish to help and support other people. They're also about what you do to take care of yourself. Write these self-care insights down too. You can't control what those around you say or think, but you can recognize your own value. Every one of us has something that we give to someone else, and it may not always be something that we really understand ourselves. So why not look for ways that you as an individual can help someone else. And think of ways that you as an individual can say things that will help you believe in yourself, and of ways that you as an individual can contribute to what other people have to say, or even what they have to offer. Little things are the big things. We may think that a pat on the back or a smile during a coworker's stressful morning is of no consequence, but the exact opposite is true. Moments like these reshape perspectives and help our peers move forward with positive energy and determination, even if they don't recognize it. How many times have you, as an individual, offered encouragement or support to someone that you really care about? Because, you know, one of the reasons that children fail or struggle is because they're compared one against the other. And parents forget that what one child is capable of doing, the other child is very different and cannot do. So you have to encourage someone and believe in them for who they are, to be the best at what they do. And because, for instance, one child may be very active sports and be very agile to participate in sports, whereas another child may be a deep thinker. And what we're showing you is different personality styles in how different people react differently to the same situation. Think about it. If you have an accident and there were people around it, every one of them is going to see something different. So how a child reacts as an individual, they need to be encouraged, because you may have one child that's very outgoing and another child that's very introverted and very intuitive that sees things differently. So how do you encourage them to be the best at who they are? Profess, don't confess. For many, the temptation to step into confessional thinking is strong, and the object of self-affirmation is not to counterbalance good deeds in heartfelt intention with guilt. Don't fall into the habit of equalizing your virtues with transgressions. This is about well-earned recognition. Are you someone that can pat yourself on the back? Are you someone that can give encouragement to someone else? How do you use affirmation, not just towards your spouse or your significant other, but your children? And how do you teach your children to use affirmations and encouragement to not just believe in themselves, but to be able to give back to other people? And you know what your mood is, where you're at that moment in your time, in your life, also influences all of those things that you truly need and want. So every good deed you affirm, think of another that you can perform the following day. This is something that we don't always think about, but why not make it a lifelong virtue that you do at least one good deed for someone every day? Ask yourself what skills you're using, and what passions you're not sharing. How can these be used in your daily life to inspire others and make your community stronger? Hold on to good intentions. Accumulating your good intentions, even if they're a result of positive action, is a way to make them tangible when you know they are not part of your active life engine. You're more likely to act on them in the future. Okay, let's look at this again. What are your intentions? That is something that we don't always think about, but we always have an intention because, you know, if I feel bad about myself and I see someone that's more successful, and it's just human nature that I don't want to be less than someone else. So I'm going to find a way to bring them down or belittle them just to make myself feel better. And this is a common practice that what happens is if you have parents that don't really like themselves and that they're being negative about themselves, then they will do that to their child and make those kind of comments because it makes them feel better. It makes them more powerful. But really and truly, it's never, ever going to change unless they're willing to change. And what we're talking about with self-affirmations is a way to help you as an individual change your behavior so you can treat others in the way you want to be treated. So you know what? When you abuse someone, then what you're doing is telling them that you like being abused and it's okay for them to abuse you. And you know, one thing was for me that I grew up in an environment that being someone with a disability, I was always being torn down. And you got to remember also, I grew up in an era when society did not even recognize its disability community. It's totally changed now. You're seeing them even talk about and watch the Paralympians. But for many years, the measure stick of how people looked at someone was, it was easier for them to deny that there was an existence of mental illness. Those people that were mentally ill used to be burned at the stake as witches because they would be talking to them. You know, they kind of live in their own little world. And all of that falls back on the brain and the chemical imbalance. And unless you understand the body and the true understanding of all of those things and how they play into who you are and how you can incorporate all of that into your lifestyle. Watch, listen, and learn. While self-affirmations are about you, there's always opportunity to learn from the good deeds of others. Take these and make them your own. As an old saying goes, pay it forward. At its core, self-affirmations is designed to help balance the harsh realities of a frenzied life. Not tip the scales of ego, but the bigger concern in our harried lives is forgetting ourselves in constant chaos. Now is the time to reaffirm your importance and impact on the people around you. Let your passions and virtue shine, and the world around you will be a little better. And we've been talking about affirmations. And let's look at some other things that you can look at. So, what we're going to do is talk about some self-love affirmations. Why? Because so many people have a low self-esteem, and the best way to change and improve your self-esteem and to build confirmations is to create some affirmations about yourself that cover those thought processes, to reaffirm where you're coming from. So affirmations for self-esteem are a great way to build your confidence and self-worth when you are repeatedly over and over again. These will not be the only steps you want to utilize to build your confidence, but they are an important part of the puzzle that is your self-esteem. When you are confident in your actions, you will be better at the things that you do. When you achieve more accomplishments, from these actions, your self-esteem rises even more, and you begin to feel that you are good at things, which leads to further happiness. And it's what we often don't realize is that that happiness comes from within. There's nothing from the outside world that can physically make you happy if you're sad. And it could be in relationship, something that's happened in the family, or something that someone said to you, or something that you're currently experiencing. But it's a sadness or a happiness that comes from within. And it's also influenced by the chemicals in the brain and what's more dominant, what's not dominant, where it is. So when you are confident in your actions, you will do better at the things you do. When you achieve more accomplishments from these actions, your self-esteem rises even more, and you begin to feel that you are good at things, which leads to further happiness. And that's very much of an important thing to look at. Why? Simple reason. And here's what it is. You accomplish more when you believe in yourself. It's getting rid of those negative thoughts in your head that have been there. Or as Brandon Burchard would say, that head trash, those thoughts that hold you back, and use affirmations to overcome those roadblocks that you have put there to keep yourself from feeling success. This is the power of self-esteem and success. Self-esteem alone, with the confidence that self-esteem projects to others, is one of the key hallmarks of success. And it builds on itself as a self-regenerative method. All you need to do to clear out the stumbling blocks where you lack self-esteem, which holds you back. This is one of the ways that affirmations for self-esteem come into play, by repeating these positive mantras, like the statement every day, you become and believe in the truth behind the affirmations to boost confidence. And when you really start to believe, you begin to make those statements true. Mistakes are a stepping stone to success. They are the path I must tread to achieve my dreams. I'm going to say this again, because this is something that we all need to hear and remember. Mistakes are a stepping stone to success. They are the path I must tread to achieve my dreams. And why is that an important statement to remember? Because everything we do towards a goal, we need to break it down into smaller activities And then we need to celebrate every activity as we achieve it. And the biggest thing is you take a dream and you have to take it and make it a reality. And this is something that people don't always think about is how did they take those dreams? How did they make them a reality? I will continue to learn and grow. This is part of the learning process. This is where we take those failures and we learn from them and we grow from them and we make them a positive by help getting them to help us reach our goals. Don't compare yourself to others. This may be one of the most important concepts for these affirmations for self-esteem. You are not someone else. You have a unique skill set and a unique mind. Never compare yourself with others. You only need to be better than who you are. Don't strive for perfections. Perfection should never be the goal. But you know what? No one can ever be totally perfect. And if you expect perfection, then you are going to always, in somewhere in your mind, see yourself as that failure. And that is where you need to look at how you can change some of those thought processes and begin to believe in who you are. And I want to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. Because one of the things that I do is I work with people who have low self-esteem to help them to learn, to believe in themselves, to find that self-confidence. And part of being a life coach is helping someone to find balance in their life. You can also go to my website, onepersonalcareercoach.com, and I have a number of articles on there that you can read that talk about personal growth, self-esteem, things that can help you to believe in yourself.